The Texas sun beats down at a merciless 112 degrees when Carmen Greer's white Cadillac pulls over for Jack Reacher. This isn't a random act of kindness. Carmen has been hunting for someone specific, someone dangerous enough to solve her desperate problem. As they drive through the vast emptiness toward Echo County, a place barely visible on most maps, Carmen's careful questions probe Reacher's military background and capacity for violence. Her eyes constantly check the rearview mirror for followers, betraying her paranoia beneath a polished exterior of designer clothes and diamond jewelry. When she finally reveals her intention, wanting Reacher to murder her abusive husband, Sloop, soon to be released from prison, her voice remains steady, but her white-knuckled grip on the steering wheel tells another story. Divorce isn't an option in Echo County, where the good old boy network would ensure she'd lose custody of 7-year-old Ellie to Sloop's prominent white family. Running would mean sacrificing her hard-won American citizenship. Despite his moral revulsion at her request, Reacher's protective instincts are triggered when he learns of Sloop's savage beatings and the local police's indifference. He agrees to accompany her home, though murder remains firmly off the table. "Welcome to hell," Carmen says as they approach the Red House Ranch, a property where everything is painted the same dull red color. The name proves apt, as Reacher discovers the toxic family dynamics ruling this isolated kingdom. Rusty Greer, Sloop's mother, greets them with southern charm, barely concealing her vicious racism, calling her granddaughter Ellie half-breed. Bobby Greer, Sloop's younger brother, watches Carmen with predatory interest while viewing Reacher as competition. The ranch's isolation becomes oppressive as Reacher realizes Carmen has no allies. The ranch hands, local sheriff, and even the Hispanic maid, all loyal to the Greers. To maintain his cover, Reacher poses as a horse wrangler, despite his ignorance. When Bobby tests him by ordering him to saddle a mare, 6-year-old Ellie secretly whispers instructions from the barn rafters. As night falls, Reacher understands Carmen's imprisonment. She must knock to enter her own house, her movements and finances controlled, with her daughter used as an instrument of torture to ensure compliance. Unknown to Reacher and Carmen, a 3-person team of professional killers tracks them across Texas. This crew, 2 men and a woman, operates with chilling efficiency, blending into everyday life while eliminating problems throughout the Southwest. Their first victim is Al Eugene, Sloop's attorney, executed with a single shot through the eye after being lured from his Mercedes with forged FBI credentials. Their operation demonstrates sophisticated tradecraft, traveling separately with false identities, smoking in rental cars to ensure cleaning of fingerprints, using encrypted burner phones, and paying only cash. Their temporary headquarters near Balmorhea Recreation Area is a cheap motel where 3 more drifters attract no attention. At the Red House, Bobby sends ranch hands to get rid of Reacher. After incapacitating both men, Reacher intimidates Bobby into submission. Just as he gains control, devastating news arrives. Hack Walker, the district attorney from Pecos and Sloop's oldest friend, has arranged Sloop's early release the next morning. Carmen's timeline has suddenly collapsed from days to hours. The household transforms as Sloop's arrival approaches. Bobby dons alligator boots, Ellie showers, and Carmen reapplies makeup with trembling hands. When Hack Walker's lime green Lincoln delivers Sloop, Texas Rangers force Reacher to leave despite his protests about Carmen needing protection. Hours later, an emergency call brings them back. Carmen has shot and killed Sloop. Despite Reacher arguing self-defense, Carmen is taken away in handcuffs, leaving little Ellie in rabbit pajamas stumbling onto the porch, suddenly motherless. With Carmen jailed, Reacher recruits Alice Amanda Aaron, a Harvard-educated legal aid lawyer. Their investigation uncovers troubling contradictions when Hack Walker claims Carmen is a pathological liar, not wealthy but from a South LA barrio, not a UCLA student, but a stripper who seduced Sloop for money. Medical records show fewer injuries than claimed. Her supposed $30 ring is worth $25,000, and she controlled Sloop's trust funds worth nearly $2 million. Most damaging is Carmen's confession that she fabricated all abuse claims and killed Sloop when her plan to hire Reacher failed.
Something doesn't add up. Examining Sloop's body, Reacher notices clean bullet holes fired from at least 8 feet to six away. Impossible for Carmen, whose shooting he'd witnessed was hopelessly inaccurate. When Al Eugene's body is found with similar execution-style wounds, Reacher concludes professional killers eliminated both men and framed Carmen. The breakthrough comes from a 12-year-old Border Patrol file. For a year, patrol vehicles had hunted and killed Mexican migrants crossing the desert at night, murdering at least 25 people. Some victims were tortured. One teenage boy found tied to a cactus with barbed wire and partially flayed. Three teenage girls killed horrifically. Despite evidence of 17 confirmed homicides plus 8 presumed cases, no charges were filed. During a tense power outage confrontation, Reacher reveals the truth. Walker, Sloop, and Al Eugene had hunted and killed Mexican immigrants. When Sloop threatened to expose this past to derail Walker's judicial campaign, Walker had both men professionally assassinated and framed Carmen, kidnapping Ellie to force her false confession.
Walker confesses, but claims ignorance about Ellie's location. The confrontation ends when Rusty Greer, learning the truth about her son's crimes, shoots Walker with his own gun. A shot hits a kerosene lantern, setting the red house ablaze, a fitting end to the House of Lies. With Walker dead, Reacher and Alice race to find Ellie. Using deductive reasoning, Reacher narrows the search based on the kidnapper's psychology. They would choose a location where they'd blend in as a normal family visiting an educational attraction. His analysis leads them to Fort Stockton, where they find the 6-year-old attempting to escape. Reacher crashes through the motel window just in time, rescuing Ellie moments before harm. Morning brings a joyful reunion between Carmen and Ellie, along with news that authorities are investigating over 50 homicides across 7 states. As the women plan their new life, Reacher quietly slips away, true to his nomadic nature, hitchhiking west with a trucker bound for Los Angeles. Echo County represents America's forgotten places, remote regions where justice depends more on connections than actions. The racial dynamics of this very white county create a powder keg where Carmen's Mexican heritage makes her vulnerable despite her wealth and education. The novel explores how power systems protect themselves and how ordinary people become monsters when they believe they can act with impunity, targeting poor, anonymous, no-account brown families who lack powerful advocates. The Red House's burning symbolizes truth finally consuming the lies that protected the powerful. Yet, like the mythological echo the town was named for, victims' voices continue to resonate long after they've disappeared, demanding justice even when it seems impossible. In answering that call, Reacher proves that sometimes the most effective force for good is an outsider, someone with nothing to lose and no ties to corrupt systems, silently moving on to the next place where justice is needed.